Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. At the beginning of the musical Fiddler on the Roof, Tevye the Dairyman comes out and he talks about survival and about keeping your balance. He claims that it is by tradition that he and his fellow villagers survive. And it was because of these traditions, he says, that everyone knows who they are and what they're supposed to do. That scene then becomes a really great song about papas and mamas and daughters and sons. And they may not know from where those traditions began, but they're traditions, and so they follow. We too have lots of traditions that can help us in our lives, from simple things like brushing your teeth or wash your hands, Roger, to those more complicated traditions that arose like around COVID-19, where we were wearing masks and social distancing and hand sanitizing. Growing up in my house at Christmas time, there was a tradition and it was pickled herring. Oh, don't know where that one started, but that's what it was. In Stacy's house, my wife, it was Thanksgiving and it was tomato aspic, which is this kind of jello thing they make with tomatoes and other... I have no idea why that started, but there it was. As I was growing up in the Lutheran day school, when our teachers and everyone else was telling us that it was time for us to pray, they would say, fold your hands, close your eyes, and bow your heads. Now, we didn't know from where that came. We just did it. Later on, we discovered that we were imitating the pose by the little old man that you've seen the painting, right? The little old man praying and he's got a piece of bread and all the rest of that. That painting hung in every church, in every grandma's house in all of Minnesota. So if you never saw it, I'm sorry, but that's where it was. All right? Right? And when Pastor Getz, when I was growing up, when Pastor Getz, who was the pastor who played the organ, if he would all of a sudden start playing a verse of the hymn in four-part chorale, by the third measure, the entire congregation was singing their part. Soprano, alto, tenor, bass, there we were. Why? It's just that, it's what we did. And then finally, you know, when we got new clothes in the house I grew up in, unless they were play clothes, the first place that we were allowed to wear our new clothes was church. That was it. Why? Well, there was two reasons for that one. First of all, Mom said so. And second, it was a tradition. That was it. To this day, I still do that. All right, there we are. Because traditions and rituals can be incredibly helpful in living our lives. To the point where some things that we do, we kind of just do by autopilot. And many of the things that we do as traditions are things that help us in our relationship with God. Folding your hands and bowing your heads can help you find the mood for prayer. Holding your hands out when you come to this table to receive the bread says, I am here, I belong here, and I am ready for this amazing gift from God. The traditions, the statutes, the ordinances that Moses is talking about in Deuteronomy are just those sorts of things. They are rituals and traditions that Moses has been instructing God's people to do to assure that they know that they have a relationship with God, to help them understand the depth of God's love for them and to help them live their lives and to live that relationship with God, knowing that it is a calling to live with their neighbors. Moses is pleading with God's people that they not forget those relationships. So he is asking them here in our reading not to forget the things that were meant to help them remember. But this is exactly the same kind of thing that the Pharisees have been doing for God's people since the beginning of the exile. God's people had lost their homes. They had lost their city. The temple was destroyed. They had no way to worship God. So the Pharisees, probably using some of those same instructions from Moses as a starting point, they came up with things to help remind the people of their relationship with God. These were ways to remain true to their identity as God's people. They included how they dressed, what they ate, how they washed their hands and their bodies and their dishes and their floors. It was all meant to be a reminder of their close relationship with God. But by the time Jesus had come, those same rules and rituals had become a really big stick that was used to prompt people to become clean rather than unclean. Now, usually when we think of things, we think of them as being clean or dirty. But for the Pharisees, what was more important was clean and unclean. Clean meant that you were in a proper relationship with God. All of your actions and everything that happened in your life was all copacetic. Unclean meant that there were things wrong. Touching blood, whether it was animal blood or human blood, could make you unclean. Having a skin rash could make you unclean. Eating non-kosher food could make you unclean. Speaking to a woman who was not related to you could make you unclean. Being sick could make you unclean. Not washing your dishes, your clothing, or your hands properly could make you unclean, and that threatened your relationship with God. This is what is at stake as the Pharisees confront Jesus in today's gospel story. The disciples were hungry, so they were picking grain, and they were eating it without washing their hands. They weren't listening to the tradition. And the Pharisees confront Jesus asking why. Because those Pharisees knew that passage from Deuteronomy asking us all to give heed to the statutes and the ordinances, and Jesus' disciples aren't heeding them at all. Now, this is an argument that the Pharisees have used often. And Jesus answers them by quoting Isaiah that they are not as close to God as they want to think. In fact, Jesus tells them that they have abandoned the real command of God in favor of all of those traditions that they cherish. God's command is that we love. We are called to love one another regardless of what we wear or eat or how we wash. Jesus goes on to tell the Pharisees, to tell his disciples, to tell the crowds gathered around him, and to tell all of us as well, that God is less worried about clean and unclean than God is about us loving one another. In fact, Jesus says that all of those rules about what can make us unclean from outside, they're just not true. We can't eat or touch anything that is going to make us unclean, that is going to interrupt our relationship with God. What makes us unclean, what disrupts our relationship with God and with others, is what comes out of us, our words and our actions, our attitudes and our activities. When we look down on a neighbor, when we hold someone in contempt, when we refuse to share the blessings we receive, that is so much more harmful for our relationship with God than dirty hands or a ham sandwich. For Jesus, what comes out of us, how we behave, it shows the evil intentions that we are tempted to adopt. Jesus is trying to teach all of us to love ourselves and to love one another. If traditions and rituals, if ordinances and stipulations can be helpful in that pursuit of loving relationships, well then great, good, fabulous. If they get in the way, if they get us riled up against a neighbor, then perhaps we need to leave them aside. For Jesus, nothing is more important than love. Than our following him into lives of love and service for the world around us. Jesus is helping us to understand our faith as life. That faith comes to us as a gift from God. And all of those traditions that we learn are meant to aid us in our faith. But for Jesus, our faith is about us living and doing for the sake of neighbors. It's for the benefit of the outcast, the lost, the least, and the left out. Faith is how we live and move and have our being as followers of Jesus and as children of God. In the musical Fiddler on the Roof, we watch as Tevye, his village, his family, and the world struggle with their traditions. Some of those traditions they set aside and some they stand firm. But what unites every effort is love. Today, Jesus is encouraging that same effort from all of us. We are encouraged to let love drive us more than tradition. We are encouraged to let love guide our lives and our actions, our faith, as we become doers of the word rather than stand in a pose huffing about someone or something just because of tradition, or that's the way we've always done it. Jesus encourages us to love, from loving our neighbors as ourselves to loving as he loves us. But what he wants us to do is love, because our neighbors really need it. Amen.